With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. We've been talking with Dr. Alex Tsitsianovich this week about vaccinations, particularly for children from birth to 19 years old. As a pediatrician, Tsitsianovich has seen a drop over the last few years in parents who get their children immunized, especially those who homeschool their kids and who may opt out of vaccinations because of personal or religious beliefs.
And some people feel that if they keep their children at home, that they do not need to be protected from these viruses as the risk of exposure is low. And other people feel that vaccines are altogether unnecessary, that these are natural diseases, and that we need to develop our own immunity to these diseases. And my concern there is that there are a lot of things in nature that are dangerous, and here are some diseases that we can actually protect our children against.
Some of the diseases Dr. Tsitsianovich urges patients to vaccinate against include measles, influenza, meningitis, and the human papillomavirus. That's a fairly new vaccine for teenagers known as the HPV vaccine,
which protects against several different strains of the HPV virus, which cause cervical cancer in women as well as oral cancers in men and women, genital cancers in men and women, and penile cancers in men. And so I feel that these are vaccines that I spend a lot of time talking about with my teenagers as well as their parents this time of year to make sure that we can maximize their protection.
According to the World Health Organization, as of 2017, 71 countries provide the HPV vaccine, at least for girls. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.